Space, the final frontier. These are the episodes of the Cheap Astronomy Podcast, its self-imposed mission to talk about strange new worlds, to discuss new life and new civilizations, to cheaply go where no podcast has gone before. Dear Cheap Astronomy, how do shields work? Here's what we know about Star Trek shields. They are generally called deflector shields, implying that they deflect rather than absorb the energy of a weapon fired upon them. Nonetheless, such shields are progressively weakened under a continued assault, unless you divert power away from other ship systems to replenish them. Shields also operate with a particular frequency, suggesting that they have some kind of electromagnetic nature. Although it's never actually stated, perhaps because it sounds a bit too pedestrian, the power that drives a starship's systems, and hence also drives its shields, is probably electricity. After all, the standard response to a starship taking a hit is that all the lights dim. So, even though the power source may be dilithium crystals or whatever, the power medium that is generated by that source is still just plain old electricity. In deference to anticipated technological advances in the 23rd century, we might assume starship power will be DC rather than AC, assuming that we are not still running steam-driven turbines by then. Beyond that, how shields might work is not clear. Some off-screen commentators claim their protective effect is due to the manipulation of gravitons, which for anyone in the 21st century equates to pseudo-scientific hand-waving. There is no evidence to indicate that gravitons exist, let alone a plausible rationale as to why a theoretical particle that mediates the force of gravity would be useful in deflecting a phaser blast. A more plausible line of thinking comes from the Enterprise series, a prequel to all the other Star Trek series, including the original series. In the Enterprise series, the NX-01 Enterprise did not yet have shield technology, but it could polarize its hull plating. Apparently, this polarization realigned the molecular structure of the hull plates to make them stronger. It was never explained why that stronger configuration was not just locked in permanently during the hull material's manufacture, but it's generally best not to dwell on such details. The point of the Enterprise NX-01 example is that a ship's hull deserves a lot more prominence when considering a starship's overall defense capabilities. A number of Star Trek plots suggest that once your shields are gone, you are pretty much finished. But it is not good battle tactics to make the integrity of your starship and the survival of your crew entirely reliant upon something that you may only think to switch on now and again. Back in the real world of 21st century technology, there are various forms of magnetic shielding we can create in a laboratory setting, which are powered by electricity and which might be one day usefully employed to deflect harmful cosmic rays from penetrating a spaceship's hull. However, most weapons that we can currently manufacture today, let alone those we might imagine for the 23rd century, could easily plow straight through such a magnetic shield. The same weaponry, though, would struggle to penetrate a 1-inch thick hull made of a dense metal, let alone 2, 3, or 6 inches. Matter-based shielding can very effectively protect you from most ballistic projectiles, as well as a range of speculative electromagnetic weapons, and probably a range of wildly imaginary weapons that employ mesons, bosons, tachyons, or whateverons. So, even though we should acknowledge we await 2 centuries of unimaginable technological advancement, it still strains belief to accept that some intangible, quasi-electric shield thingy that doesn't even block visible light could ever hope to match the defensive capabilities of a few inches of good old solid matter. You can keep all your magnets and your plasmas and your subatomic wibbly-wobblies. Matter will take a bullet for you in the 23rd century just as well as it does in the 21st. Fortunately, there is another off-screen suggestion for how shields might work. Shields might actually be based upon replicator technology. So, as the Klingon fleet approaches, You tell your replicator to create a 6-inch thick layer of transparent aluminum around your ship. Now that is a shield, in anybody's language.